is a subdivision rezoning at 3373 Pembina Highway under file DASZ 21 of 2012 in accordance with the City of Winnipeg Charter and the Development Procedures Bylaw. This is a combined hearing, and the following item will also be heard at the same time, namely, item 3 is a variance at 3373 Pembina Highway under file DAV 158277 of 2012D. Councillor Swindell?
I have a number of people here in support and one person here in opposition. Are you here as a team?
Yes.
Or do you want to go through this individually?
Yeah, a couple of us. Two people.
Okay. Well, I'll start. So who is with you, Tat, right now?
Give myself, a Don.
Don
and Neymar, architect. And the others are really for information purpose.
Okay, so Tat Chim. Is that correct?
That's close.
Chim?
John.
Chim. And Don Reimer. Go ahead, gentlemen.
Okay, my name is Tat Leon Chim, Neymar architect. The property is located at 3373 Pembina Highway. And really just involves the rezoning of the current RR5 rural residential to RMFS, residential multifamily small district. The site is located south of Grandmont Boulevard and includes 30 residential units. Don will speak about a few further details on the project.
Good evening, everyone. As Tat already mentioned, the Chateau Versailles, as this development has been named, is an 8-unit building and has a variety of different buildings on the site. And as you can see, it's divided up as a central corridor off of Pembina, a single corridor feeding each development on each side of that drive aisle with visitor parking at the end, bicycle parking, and fire truck access.
The visitor parking's at the back where the railroad track is?
Yes.
That's
yes,
where you, so you're using that as the buffer from the railroad track? Because you have to have a setback there, don't you?
Correct. It's just a building setback.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is 50-foot building setback.
30 units?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, you said 30. I heard 80.
Eight units per building, rather.
Yeah, pardon me?
Yeah.
How many units?
30 in total.
30, okay. That's good.
And what was the 80 you said?
I think I misheard.
I think that was incorrect.
Okay, so it was 30.
Units,
okay,
30 units.
30 units, to be clear.
Got it.
Good.
Okay, go ahead. Anything
that's
else?
Yeah,
that's basically
purpose.
It. You've read through the report?
Correct.
You yes. understand everything that's in here?
Yes, read everything. Everything is acceptable as written.
Okay. If you want to stand down, I'm going to ask the other folks that are here in support if they want to speak. If they're just hearing me support, then we'll hear from the person in opposition, and then
okay.
you'll have a chance, just the two of you, to come
Thank
back
you.
Up in rebuttal. Okay. I have also registered Cameron Doby. Cameron, did you wish to speak or just... If you think it's necessary, you certainly are welcome to.
So that I didn't bring my pretty pictures for nothing. we designed this project with the St. Norbert community in mind, as far as having a French-inspired architectural flair to it. We met with the folks at Riel Enterprises as well as the St. Norbert Biz prior to designing anything, to sort of get their feedback on what would work and what would look, what would be attractive and what would be acceptable to them in this type of a development. So, probably hard to see from there. If you'd like, I could pass these around to you guys if that's
yeah,
appropriate,
maybe
if not, it's...
just take a quick look.
Okay.
I think I've seen some of them before.
Yeah. So like mentioned, it is a 30-unit development. I think the confusion was there are three blocks of eight and one block with six units. Visitor parking is used as a buffer, like mentioned, from the train tracks to the rear of the building, as well as there is visitor parking sort of dotted throughout the development. And on top of that, each unit has parking, a capacity of two parking spots per unit. So there really is ample parking for the nature of this type of development and what is common in a lot of similar developments.
Cameron, just the variance deals with the mansard roofs. Like in the PDO, we have the options you have to have or menus that you have to have. It seems to be mansard in style.
Yeah, mansard is like, and when that first came to our attention that we were going to have an issue with that height, we looked at a couple of different options and things that we could do, but it really didn't serve the development very well in that it really started to compromise the overall look. So that's why the decision was made to go with the variance. Because it's not like the overall building height is it's an unfortunate nature of the mansard style roof that creates this situation of requiring that variance, because really is only a two-story structure.
Well, it's good to know in the future if we're reviewing that PDO, it's something we might want to consider as having some sort of equivalent or they're tough to adjudicate on.
Yeah, because again, we are just a two-story building. I can understand the circumstances and where you'd want if somebody was trying to get away with doing three floors and a flat roof and then coming into a height situation. But really, this is just a larger attic space than what you commonly end up with.
And so, you show stone on the front of the building?
Yeah, we have a mixture of acrylic stucco and limestone finish. We've also shown between Pembina Highway and the actual development itself, sort of an arcade kind of. Here's an elevation here of the actual development itself. So these are actually stucco details. These are lime. We're going with limestone as the material of choice for these columns to go throughout the building. And if you put around on the site plan, this arcade across the front, which you see best in the night scene picture that we're showing you, will act as sort of a buffer between Pembina Highway itself and the development itself. And also act really to, I always sort of call it like the bookend for the development, so it's really a noticeable and strong feature to really give it some richness. We've also, you can see on the night scene too, we've also tried to do a lot of things with lighting so that it's...
Looks like you've lit the sky up.
So that's Photoshop right there. But as far as like the lighting on the columns, the lighting on the pot lighting throughout the soffitting everywhere, to add to sense of security to development, as well as just we want it to look as good at night as it does during the day.
Okay.
Any questions?
Any questions?
Nope. Okay.
Are those balconies there? Or
yeah, they do have a covered balcony off the front. Off of each master bedroom, there is a covered balcony space. And off the rear of each on the main floor, there is a deck. Like, again, talking to the height, we tried to set the building as far into the ground as we possibly could. It really only is one step up to get onto, like, your main front landing. Compared to maybe some of the other townhouse developments you've seen as of late where they have like a garage and you're going up like 8 flights of stairs to get to your front door, because we wanted to maximize the space in the garage. We didn't want to have a landing in there, so we set the thing down as far as we possibly could. Plus, accessibility is becoming more and more important, especially development like this. We didn't want to have to have so a wheelchair person would have significant issues in getting in. It isn't, not saying it's universal accessibility like what they have next door, but still, it's way more accommodating what you typically see in most condominium projects.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. I have Jared, I can't read the last name, Devlin?
Devlin.
Are you just here in support, or did you want to speak here? Support? Okay. Sydney Sorenow? Sydney, here in...
Here I am, Mr. Chairman.
You're here in support?
Yes, I am. Mr. Chairman, members of Community Committee, I'm the lawyer for this development. I probably have nothing specific to add to the comments that have been made, other than I would point out that the subject property, as I understand it, was zoned in a fashion that it could accommodate 60 feet, which would lead to a high rise. This is a lower density kind of project than that. And hopefully, if you have any questions that the earlier speakers couldn't answer, I will certainly try to answer them. I'm here in support, and hopefully that you will grant the applications.
And no questions.
No. All right.
Is there anybody else here in support whose name I haven't called? Anybody here for information whose name I haven't called? No? Bill Levin in opposition. Bill, I see you're coming down. You have the floor, sir.
Thank you. And thank you for letting me speak about this. I'm not particularly, in fact, I'm not at all in opposition to the project as it's shown here. It looks like a good project for St. Norbert, and although I was not previously aware that it is of fairly low density compared to other projects that are going on around there, that also is a good point in its favor. But what I'm concerned about, and I've expressed this to the council more than a year ago about other projects there on that side of the highway, and that is that the traffic exiting these projects, presumably many of them would be for the purpose of driving into Winnipeg. All of them have to cross Pembina Highway in some fashion or another. And there's a better solution than just having them come out onto Pembina Highway and then in some manner or other make a left turn. The other solution has to do with property adjacent to this property and fronting on Grandmont. There's an allowance of 50 feet on that property as well between the railway property and any buildings. If that area were used as a street, as maybe even a one-way street, out onto Grandmont, then the traffic would not have to make a left turn at an uncontrolled crossing. As you can appreciate, and apparently this is what the traffic department plans, people coming out of this project are going to have to turn right onto Pembina and go up to a point where they'll make a U-turn to come back, to come into the city. You would avoid that completely if they could drive through onto Grandmont, wait at the lights until the light is in their favor, and make the left turn. Doing that would also be an advantage to fire trucks and garbage trucks that would then not have to turn around within the property. So what I would like to recommend is that you ask the owners of this property and the owners of the Grandmont property to get together and figure out with the city how they can achieve this advantage to at least this property, and possibly even an advantage to the other property as well. Now, I understand that the other property, that is the Grandmont property, have submitted a design or layout for development of that property. That was done over a year ago. There is a provision in the bylaw, I guess it was, that was passed, saying that they have to register that plan within a year. A year has passed, and the property hasn't even changed title at the land titles office. So I think you have an opportunity to ask these two property owners to get together and bring this advantage to their own tenants or owners or whatever they become, but to the rest of the community. Pembina is a very busy street. A lot of trucks coming in from the highway, a lot of vehicles coming, cars coming in from the highway. They don't all slow down. There's a lot of cross traffic because the community is on both sides of the street, schools on both sides, community club on one side, shopping on another side. So there's a lot of vehicle traffic back and forth, but there's also a lot of pedestrian traffic. Those streets can be pretty treacherous, Pembina particularly, in the wintertime when it's icy or covered with snow. So I think it's very important that the city pay attention to that problem in St. Norbert. A traffic study was done by the city in 2008, I believe. The report is 2009. At that point, it was already indicated that the traffic is above the maximum expected for Pembina Highway. So with these additional developments, it's going to be even worse now. And, of course, development hasn't stopped by any means out there. So I would very much appreciate it if the councillors would ask the parties to get together with the city. The city has dedication money involved in these projects that maybe could be directed to help make this happen. For sure, the owner of the Grandmont property should be asked if they can't come up with a plan that would accommodate this lane, and maybe even when they work on a plan such as that, they too would find that there's advantages to themselves.
Any questions, gentlemen? No?
I just wasn't clear on the property you're talking about. Is that a right-of-way, like a currently existing right-of-way, or you're saying the owner of the where you would envisage the lane going in?
Yes.
Who currently does have title to that?
The owners of the, well, Red River Co-op still has ownership, but presumably if the organization that is presumably buying it from Red River Co-op, it would be their obligation to leave that space unused. Now, on the other side of Grandmont, there is basically a street running along the what looks like the equivalent property there, running all the way back to south of the border project and their parking area. So it's done on the other side of Grandmont and should be done on this side. And it's unfortunate that it isn't being done on this side for all of the properties that are being developed. What is also being developed there, the Charette property is just being occupied now. They all have to make that right turn and then that U-turn. And there was a plan approved by council for another development closer to the Beaujolais Creek that would involve 90-some parking stalls, so I presume 90-some vehicles, and they would all have to make that U-turn, or what I was told at the time, they would just go straight across, which I think is even more dangerous than going down the street and making a U-turn.
Okay. Thank you, Bill.
Nothing more? Thank you.
Okay. Anybody else here to speak in opposition that has a name we haven't called? Anybody else here on this application at all who hasn't registered to speak? No? Hearing none, Tat, I'll call you and Don Reimer back in rebuttal, please. When you come up, I want to make sure you're aware of the one amendment that the administration has put forward, and that is that the maximum number of gelling units on the land shall not exceed 30. I believe that has to do with sewer and water capacity.
Exactly.
I know your application is for 30, but they're going to make a requirement, the statement in the in the approval as well, let it be limited
to 30. That's acceptable.
Pardon me?
That's acceptable.
Okay, very good.
So, yes, I think
the traffic issue that Mr. Levin brings up, and maybe just I'll get this going by way of question and maybe statement, is quite a complicated one. I'm not sure that the approval deadline on the other one is 1 year. I think it might actually be 2 years.
Two is correct.
I think it was. I didn't look back to see what, but usually they're 24-hour or 24-month clauses that the administration uses. But I'd have to look at that specifically. So there is still an application and an approved development on that site. So, and I know that there has been some back and forth around this stuff with Mr. Levin and the traffic department. But I'd like to hear your rebuttal.
Yeah, I mean, I think we do respect Mr. Levin's views in terms of traffic issues on the property. So we do respect what his viewpoints are on the property specifically. I guess here we're just treating our specific development. A lot of the other traffic issues are perhaps larger picture traffic issues that are really outside of our control for this specific application. We're dealing specifically with this property. We did review the development basically with the City of Winnipeg. It went through Streets and Transportation, and there were no particular issues. They were brought up by Streets and Transportation. If you take a look at the back of the property also, because of that 50-foot setback, there's always potential for further access from the back of the property in either direction. We don't need to have that because of our front access. So really, we're just saying we accept the comments by Ms. Levin. I think this stands alone. Streets and Transportation have made the comments specifically about this location and found it acceptable. And we'd like to leave it at that. Instead, would there be something further?
The only comment I'd make, as Mr. Lowen had indicated to you, he doesn't object to the project per se. He's raised a larger traffic issue. And his main comment actually relates to an adjacent property, which is not under the ownership of this developer. So there's really nothing we can do about whether the owner of the Grandmont property to which he was referring would give to the city or allow part of it to be taken for a roadway. We certainly have no objection to that, but on the other hand, we don't have the ability to make it happen because we have no control over that property. So I respect the comments made by Mr. Lowen, and in particular the fact that he doesn't object to the project per se. There would be no reason arising out of his comments for this committee not to approve the project.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any questions, gentlemen?
No.